Blog Talk Radio.
NLV, your host Will Mack will discuss many topics, including Cardinals in scandal with the FBI, frog hole hits for the Cycles, and the Orioles last 8 dingers, and more. Fans, remember, you too can call in if you call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/insidemlb. And on this day in baseball history, June 16th, in 1997, at Yankee Stadium, the Mets beat their crosstown rivals 6-0 in the first ever regular season game between the two teams. Dave Mickey throws a complete game shutout, blanking the Bronx Bombers on 9 hits. And that is that for the this day in baseball history. Now, what we're first going to get into is, well, overall just a very exciting day in baseball. I mean, tonight we have 3 topics that could have their own show of their own, but it's just crazy that all of this went down in one night. And starting off with the St. Louis investigation, it was just really all of a sudden. I mean, it's sort of a confusing thing. As the Cardinals organization was trying to hack into the Houston Astros databases, stealing scouting reports and other stuff in that nature, and it's just a really bad situation for baseball, a bad situation especially for the Cardinals, and, yeah, just sort of sours, I think, their reputation. I mean, when I first saw this afternoon, I was totally shocked that something like this would happen in Major League Baseball, but that it would happen to the Cardinals. I mean, I think the Cardinals, I was saying before, that they're, I would say the Cardinals are more like the sort of the role model for baseball. I mean, they're one of the best franchises there has been. And for them to do something like this just really puts a sour taste in my mouth, and I think Cardinals fans and all baseball fans around the country, as they know that the Cardinals are betraying the rules. And, yeah, really, I mean, the FBI and Justice Department are investigating the St. Louis Cardinals for allegedly obtaining unauthorized access to the Houston Astros computer system, which includes proprietary information regarding player personnel and evaluation. This is off of MLB.com, 4:57 p.m. today. And then Commissioner Rob Manfred, we knew about it well in advance of the report, end quote. So, I mean, is it that they just waited for some reason? But, yeah, well, it's definitely out now to the public now, and the FBI has started their investigation, and this is a sort of just a bad federal crime. I mean, it was really not necessary. I mean, why did they have to do that? And I was like, didn't they think they would get caught? I mean, Sam, 516-666-9990. I want to hear what you guys have to say about this. definitely a really just awkward, weird situation. I mean, but do you think this is going to change the Cardinals' reputation at all? I think definitely for the rest of the season it will. I mean, the FBI only, or MLB, excuse me, only have released this news not, honestly, not too long ago, just several hours ago. So we really don't have a whole bunch of the juicy details yet on whether they're looking for yeah, I mean, there's a lot of looking down at all these quotes from Commissioner Rob Manfred. They really don't know about it. I mean, they just knew about the situation and finally brought in the Federal Bureau of Investigation to try to sort all this thing out. And I mean, if they do, what would you expect to happen? I mean, whoever was doing it, I would definitely think they would, I don't know if they would have to do any jail time. I mean, that may seem a little intense, but I mean, that's what this is. I mean, this is a federal crime, basically hacking into other people's computers for a bad reason, even if it was a good reason. Still wouldn't be very good. And this is just, yeah, a really all of a sudden type thing. I mean, totally shocked me. And I'm guessing people all around the baseball community, as the Cardinals sort of seem like the role model, like I said. I mean, always one of the best franchises, a winning team. And another thing is where they play. I mean, St. Louis is, besides of like Boston or something, probably the best baseball town there is in the United States of America. And I mean, I think people think of St. Louis, they're not thinking of the Rams, the football team. I'm sorry, any St. Louis Rams fans out there, but yeah, I just think this puts a really weird, awkward reputation for the Cardinals, as they're known as probably one of the most respected teams in all of Major League Baseball. And this may just really change everyone's lookout. I don't know if they're not going to start liking them, because I mean, you may not like what they did. You definitely don't like what they did, but I mean, are you going to start to not like the organization, even though I'm sure the players had definitely nothing to do with it? So, yeah, just all in all, a really weird situation. Commissioner Rob Manfred talked about it in Boston tonight. That was definitely a big press conference. As he said, there's an ongoing investigation with respect to an unauthorized entry into Houston's system. To assume that investigation is going to produce a particular result with respect to the Cardinals, let alone to jump to the use of the word cyber attack, I think that we don't know that those are facts yet. There's an ongoing investigation. We've been fully cooperative. Obviously, any allegation like this, no matter how serious it turns out to be, is of great concern to us. But it's just too early to speculate on the facts are going to turn out to be and what action, if any, is necessary, end quote. So, I mean, there really isn't any answers yet. I mean, I just feel like there's 1,000 question marks over this topic, but really no answers yet. So yeah, I mean, will there be, how long will this take too? I mean, there's a lot of things that are like, oh, this is now going to be the Deflategate of Major League Baseball, like sort of a cheating similar kind of situation, but this time it's with the Cardinals, not the Patriots. And I would expect the Patriots to do something, definitely not the Cardinals of St. Louis. All right, so fans calling, I still want to hear what you guys have to say about that. So we are now going to go into our second topic, and that is Brock Holt hitting for the Cyclones. Brock Holt hasn't definitely emerged yet into one of the best prospects in all of Major League Baseball, but he's definitely getting there. Brock Holt, he's turning into an everyday player as he has had a good start to his career in Boston. I remember he was on a Pirates, I think, a year, he may have been drafted there. But today he hit the cycle. And it stands, if you don't know, a cycle is one of each of the base hits, home run, triple, double, and a single. He did this with 5 at-bats while also having 2 RBIs and scoring 2 runs of his own. Now, Brock Holt has had a above mediocre season with a 309 average, 2 home runs, 15 RBIs, and a 400 on base percentage. And he has really bumped up his career status, even though he really hasn't done. He's played 49 games this season, but as a career, only played 204 games. So, I mean, this guy only has 200 hits. I mean, he is 27 and is off to a slow-ish start. But, I mean, he's having a pretty good, decent start to the season. Or not start. He's having a good season now in a struggling Boston team who snatched a skid tonight. They're 28-38 as they beat the Braves 9-4 at Fenway, and the Braves are 31-34. So, I mean, definitely just a congratulating, but I mean, this really just came out of nowhere looking down. I mean, he had a couple multi-hit games, 2 within the last 10. He sort of just got a hit at night kind of thing, but then all of a sudden just emerges, hits for the cycle, sort of just out of nowhere, and really bumped his average up by how many points. Yesterday against Atlanta, he finished with a 293 average, and today he has a 309 average. That is a 16-point increase, and, I mean, that's a lot. But then you have to go into the topic, will this increase his all-star? I mean, he's definitely not high up there, but this is going to give him a majority of the votes, especially for this next couple of weeks, so always big for him. Okay, fans. It is 14 minutes after the show we're going into there. But first off, for any of you NBA fans, with 11:26 left to play, the Golden State Warriors are up 75-61 over the Cavaliers in Cleveland. And it is game 6. Golden State leads at 3-2. So if they win this, they win the championship. And yep, that's pretty much it. We're now going to give you a rundown of the scores from today's games. Okay. So the MLB scoreboard is in the bottom of the 9th. The Indians are leading the Cubs 6-0. In the top 4, Diamondbacks leading the Angels 1-0. The Cardinals beat the Twins 3-2. Astros beat the Rockies 5-8. Athletics beat the Padres 6-5. Giants beat the Mariners 6-2. Red Sox beat the Braves 9-4. Orioles
we will talk about this, put up a scorching 19 runs on 17 hits as they crushed the Phillies 3-19. Buccos beat the White Sox 3-0. Reds beat the Tigers 5-2. Mets win another one against the Blue Jays 3-2. The Marlins put up 12 as they beat the Yankees by 10. Nationals score 16, beat the Rays by 12. Rangers beat the Dodgers 2-3. Royals 7 over the Brewers 2. So that is the rundown for tonight. There is only two more games left, Indians and Cubs, Diamondbacks, Angels. We are now going to break.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it.
Watch your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see
we are back here with Inside MLB, and we are now going to get into another huge, huge topic tonight, and it is with the Orioles. Tonight at Camden Yards, the Orioles put up 19 runs. 19. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That is crazy. I mean, that rarely happens. That's once in a... once in a season sort of number, and they had 8 home runs. Parmalee hit a home run. Machado hit 2. Paredes hit 1. Franco, no, that was for the... Anyways. Yeah, so they here, I'll give you the first scoring. So in the bottom of the first, Manny Machado homered. And then Manny Machado homered again, giving the Baltimore Orioles a 7-0 lead. And then Jimmy Paredes homered his 7th of the year, giving an 8-0 lead. Chris Parmalee had his first home run of the season, 9-0. On a third, and this is the third inning, and they've already hit 1, 2, 3, 4. In the bottom of the third, they hit their 6th home run, making it 12-0 in the bottom of the third. And then Davis hit a home run in the 4th, 13-1, his 14th. And then they hit another home run in the bottom of the 6th with Chris Parmalee hitting his 2nd. And then Ryan Flaherty set the record, giving the Orioles their 8th home run. And the 18th run and the franchise record. And, I mean, holy cow. 8 home runs? That's, I mean, is that just a night where everyone was on? Or you have to think, is it a night that, like, just the odds? I mean, what are the odds that Manny Machado and Chris Parmalee both hit 2 home runs? Also, as Jimmy Paredes hits one also. I mean, what are the, is it just one of those nights that everyone's on? Did Coach tell him something that this was a big game? And that they should just go out. I mean, the Orioles have, I want to say, led the league in home runs as a team the past couple of years. And so, I mean, out of any team, this is not very surprising that it came from them. But Manny Machado here, looking at his numbers, he had himself a night 4 for 3 RBIs, 2 home runs, and 3 runs. That's outstanding. And that's just how this night went. I mean, if you're going to do it against any team, you're probably going to do it against the Phillies. They have a horrific 22-42. They have lost twice as many games as they have won. That is not a number to be proud of. And so, yeah, that's just really, really crazy. 8 homers. Tim, you're now going to go into the 7-minute stretch here. It's taking me out the ball game. See you in a minute 25. We are back on Inside MLB, and tomorrow I will be doing a 7 a.m. show as I am. It is the last day of school for me, and I am just totally booked the rest of the night and probably won't have any time to do a show. And so, yeah, 7 o'clock show. And just another update, it is for the finals game. Golden State has an 89-75 lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers with 6:32 to go. And it's getting a little desperate for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't know if you're a Cavs fan. I'm definitely a Cavs fan. Living in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it is the closest team. And I know everyone's really Batman and Batman, but I am a LeBron fan. God, I love best player in the world. What can I say? Okay, so what I'm going to take, or excuse me, I would like to thank Jason Chen, Spencer Spector, and William Gano for the help and production of Inside MLB. We'd also like to thank MLB.com, Orioles.com, and ESPN for stats, quotes, and other insight and resources that were used on tonight's show. I'm just going to take away the FBI scandal with the Cardinals. I mean, just totally out of nowhere. Just happened. So, yeah, I want to know what you guys have to think. Like, going to the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB, and have a great night, 7:30, 7 o'clock tomorrow.